Y'all.
Oh shit, it worked.
Yeah, it's supposed,
never,
supposed
never
to.
Never good.
Yeah, I turned my Wi-Fi off, so I voided out those other two links.
Oh, yeah.
Hell
Mine's
yeah.
off too.
I wonder how many people we can get on this.
I was hoping it would be like I could add people into your thing, but I don't think I can.
No, I think
that was, well, that's what we were just talking about. I guess Cordero left your house already.
Yeah, he was just swinging by.
I can add more people though. So if y'all gave me phone number,
but that's what I was saying is like, I guess it can't be like just like a phone call. Like if somebody calls me, I can merge them in. They're gonna have to download this app.
Dude, it just sent me an email saying that, like, when you create the podcast and you put it out, like, available, it goes on Spotify.
Yeah, it goes on Spotify and Apple and CastBox.
It's on Apple, too?
Yeah, this app is owned by Spotify. So when you hit publish, it puts it automatically on Spotify and then Apple.
I don't think mine's on Apple.
No, I'm telling you, whenever you publish the podcast, it'll go on Apple.
It's really not, though. I just looked at it. I'm looking at it right now.
You saying that it'll go to Apple. Didn't you say it would be like in 7 to 10 days on the first one? After that, everything's automatic or some shit?
See, it sent me an email saying it's on Spotify.
It's on all of them is what he's saying.
Wait, you put it on Spotify?
It automatically went to Spotify.
So you already have a podcast out there?
Oh, yeah.
You gotta delete
it. Fucking vet, dude. I'm deleting shit, bro. It's my podcast, man. It's got two listens.
Yeah, leave that shit on there. It's probably your own listens.
I mean, you call it what you want, bro. I got two more listens than you do.
Yeah. So whoever, we gotta figure out one who's gonna be in control. Well, I don't. Did you just send us a note?
No,
I sent you the terms and conditions. Or tells you how where it goes.
Hey, did you see the ad money thing? You get $15 per 1,000 listens.
Yeah, 10 to 15 depends on who the advertiser is.
That ain't shit.
People better listen to shit.
Shit. We'll spend your $15 all in one place.
Once we split it up three ways,
yeah, $5. You can't even get a fucking sandwich at Subway.
Not anymore. Subway's cheap now. You can get a monster.
Yeah, you can get two of them.
Shit, Fred could buy two tall boys when he decides to fall off the wagon.
Fred's not falling off the wagon.
Thank you, Smitty.
Catch your back, bro. Where's my Spotify app? I want to go see my famous ass podcast. My two listens. Is Spotify not green?
I'm going to print out one of those glass things I made, Bree made last night for the podcast.
Oh, crack pipe?
Yeah.
Oh, there it is. Let's go find JF talking nonsense.
Is that what you named it?
Yeah, I was just trying to go through the process real quick. There it is, dude.
Hey, you think we could add Chris on here?
Right now, probably.
Out, bro.
He's probably going to sleep, dude. I mean, we had a long ass day.
He'll be like, "This is why Fred's late every fucking day."
I saw Cordero called me or text me and said he's coming over. I was like, "Really?" He was like, "Yeah, you got to work tomorrow." I was like, "No, but I'll probably be up till about midnight or so."
How long is it? 3 minutes long.
Oh, you gotta listen to it, man. We're talking shit about you at the very beginning.
I gotta download Spotify. I don't even have the app. I'm gonna download Spotify right now. Actually, no, I don't want to risk getting kicked off this fucker.
How do I rate this podcast? So, I want to follow it, dude. I got one follower.
No, you don't.
Yeah, it's me.
Oh.
But you said, so like if you were to do it on yours, Josh, you could have me and Smitty would be like part of that podcast, right?
Yeah. So it doesn't list your name on the podcast, so we would have to put it in the description. We would just put our names on there and then some kind of description of the podcast.
Yeah, I bet you if I go on Google.
So So when we get this $15 check, though, is what I'm saying is how are we splitting it?
Three ways.
Am I gonna get $5?
Three ways.
No, I'm saying, am I gonna get a $5 check, or are you gonna get a $15 check? We have to rely on you.
33.33%. I don't know,
Fred. When we get 1,000 listeners,
we'll worry about that. We get 1,000. Yeah.
Hey, you're the one over here saying 1,000 listeners.
We'll make a. I'm just saying. Here's what we'll do, Fred. We'll make a joint bank account.
That some bitch took out 533.
Bullshit. Where's my fucking podcast, man? I'm on Google. I type my damn podcast name and I don't fucking see it. This is bullshit.
It's only been up. It's only 3 minutes long. It's only been up for an hour.
Hey, that bitch is on Spotify, though.
That's true, dude. You're famous.
That is a rip. Yeah, we have to think of a serious name.
We need to get Jason a check mark for his Instagram.
Shit, you right. Oh, apparently Talking Nonsense is a pretty popular fucking name.
Yeah. Well, dude, that's why I was certain, that's why I came up with that stupid Under Distress name, because I couldn't find anything else that sounded even remotely cool.
So you can
Four dudes, one mic.
Four dudes,
there you go.
One mic. Yeah, we'd have to have a fourth person for that, though.
Yeah, we're going to have Chris.
When are we going to do this?
Right now. We're 6:23 in. I don't know. We could do it like Monday or Sunday night or something.
I'll have to check my schedule. You know, all these listens I'm getting over here.
So we got to call his manager or see if he's available. Yeah.
I go with my scheduler and see what I got going on. I'm going to download it, too. Then I got one follower. I got one download and two listens.
Hell yeah.
Hey, all I'm going to say is, this is not. It's pretty cool, dude. I mean,
hey, when I wake up in the morning, that bitch has like 1,400 listens. You guys will see. I'm like, fuck, I should have done an ad read.
They're gonna be like, who the fuck is this Josh guy?
Me.
I don't know, but he sounds like an idiot.
Oh shit! We should just start doing this instead of phone calls.
Well, see, the problem with this is you're gonna have Fred hammering shit in. You're gonna have me lifting the fucking door up and down. Anyway, this is the worst podcast ever. All these guys do is fucking work.
That's what we can name it. All these guys do is fucking work podcast.
And the main guy doing it is the guy that doesn't work. And then you can get a little bit of this in the background too. Hold on.
What the fuck is that?
That's toilet.
Oh, I'm taking a piss.
Steady stream.
Right. No, I could tell by the way that ended there. He's got a tiny dick.
So do we have to like introduce ourselves and shit when we do it, or are we just gonna run?
What I want to know is why the fuck there's tape next to the toilet paper. What the fuck's this all about?
I'm gonna invite Bill Burr for our first podcast.
Yeah. Make sure you do a couple of ad reads. Chris. You know what's funny too is he'll miss it because he'll be working with Chris. Sheesh. Oh, here we go. There's an idea. We'll just fucking do answer the internet.
Do what?
I got the fucking card sitting right here.
Yeah, but fucking dude. I mean there's so many things we can't do. I was gonna say we could do basically like a fucking rundown that Barstool does and just have your topics for today.
Yeah, well,
dude,
who's coming up with these topics?
We can do whatever we want.
You fucking watch the news. You got some guy that sits at the fucking house for fucking 24 hours a goddamn day.
See, my issue is my main news source is just all sports. All right, let's get a group of these cards out and see what we got.
And we already done answered. And he knows what answer the questions or answer the internet is because we were doing that shit fucking 8 months ago.
True. Who?
All of us were. We were doing this shit when it was fucking six of us, seven of us on the goddamn phone.
Yeah, we were doing it before those videos were popular.
Would you rather sit down with your parents and watch every sexual encounter you've ever had, or sit by yourself to watch a sex tape of the night they conceived you?
Second option by far.
Easy money, right? Well, my dad, that should be like 45 seconds long, in and out.
Good outing, Dad. Good outing. Can't win them all, kid.
The video quality in the 90s wasn't that great, so I mean, you wouldn't see much.
Well, I was conceived in the 80s.
I was probably conceived in the 1990.
Would you rather, or which would you rather have be random? It's hard to say. Your weekly paycheck ranging from zero to double your paycheck, or what you eat for dinner every night?
What I eat for dinner?
Dinner every night.
God damn.
I mean, what you eat for dinner is already fucking random anyway.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. You ain't changing anything.
It's whatever my retarded mind decides to pick that night.
You stay over at someone's house, and when you wake up, you realize you pissed in their bed. Do you sneak out or tell them?
Tell them.
Well, yeah. since we have experienced this at our own house, Jason.
Yeah, and it wasn't fucking cool that he just fucking left.
You pissed Jason's bed?
No, we had a party at the house one night, and this guy that we worked with came over.
It was the Floyd Pacquiao. Fight, and it was for Maisie's. It was basically unlimited keg and a whole bunch of shit. We had a blast that night.
No.
You're not fucking. You listen.
We were living together. So he was in his room. I was in my room. And then a guy that we worked with stayed on the couch and pissed all over the couch. So I woke up and I walk out and I was just gonna sit down on the couch for some reason. Because I was so fucking hungover, I just was about to sit down. I looked down and I was like, what the fuck? There's no fucking couch cushions.
Oh, he calls me as I'm moving. I'm moving a buddy of mine, and I'm hungover like a motherfucker. And he's like, dude, somebody stole our couch cushions last night. And I was like, what? I was like, you sure? He's like, dude, they're not here.
And then, they ended up being on the front porch, and we had like I had opened that front door maybe like twice since I fucking lived there. It just the front door was never in use; it was always a side door. And yeah. The guy that we worked with had pissed all over the couch and put the cushions out the front porch to dry off. And he
rinsed them off or anything.
He left to go do something, but his phone was in his pocket and pissed all over his phone, so he couldn't call us and tell us that. That's what happened, so he was going to come back. So we ditched that fucking couch on Hayes Road and called it a day.
I guess that's better than shitting on your couch.
I mean, is it, though?
True.
That piss was spread, dude. There was a lot of piss underneath that couch.
Yeah, there was an extreme. I mean,
yeah, I think we all got corona.
No, that's a smoker's cough. We legit threw that off of Hayes Rose. That was funny.
All right, read another one.
All right, this says, would you count to $1 million for $1 million? You were locked in an empty room until you finished.
Yes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
I don't know, man. You just locked in an empty room. You know how fucking long that would take?
Yeah, it's not like I have a job.
Look at it right now.
Like 9 to 5 or something.
Yeah, I don't know, man. You gotta think, man. You gotta go through literally all the hundreds of thousands. One at a time.
Can you count in like tens?
Yeah, Josh, you can count in fucking tens. Like
at one number per second with no breaks at all for any reason, it would take 11 days, 13 hours, and 46 minutes and 40 seconds.
So
yeah, 11 days.
You have to your room until you're finished, so you don't get any food, no water. You can't piss, can't take a shit.
I mean, you can.
Okay, yeah, I guess you could do that, but 11 days with a shit piling up isn't going to be a good one. That $1 million, though.
So they're saying no food or anything?
It just says you're locked in an empty room until you're finished. So, all right, let's
I don't
say
know
you
if
can,
I can make it 11 could, days without water.
Yeah, well, let's just say you can eat and drink. But, like, only the bare minimum.
Yeah, 100%.
For 11 days straight with
For $1 million?
Counting? with no breaks?
Cup and crackers. I'll do it.
First of all, you have to be awake for 11 days straight, too. So you got to figure it's going to take you at least 3 weeks to do this shit.
Yeah, but they're feeding you.
Yeah, but you're literally stuck in a room.
But for $1 million.
Nothing.
For 3 weeks.
Dude, I don't know, man. Sit in a room with nothing. Just sit in your bathroom and close the door and lock, turn the light off and try to do it for 11 minutes.
Oh, I could do that for 11 minutes. I take longer shits than that.
Yeah, but you're also probably scrolling through your phone while you're taking a shit.
Hmm?
No, I don't even look at my phone when I'm taking shit. I just admire my
You need a cigarette at my cord. This dude said, I don't even fucking look at my phone while I'm taking shit. I just admire my dick.
What a fuck.
I have to look at my phone, so I don't have to look at my dick.
Exactly.
See, here's the problem with this podcast, where Fred is going to be having fucking service.
Fred's going to go out every 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He'll sound like those guys on the radio shows that call in to win a prize.
Yeah. He's got the answer, but nobody can fucking hear him.
Yeah. Yeah, on to the next caller. All right, let's hear another one.
Would you rather A, have a flock of geese swarm to you every time you fart, or B, never use a phone or computer again?
Flock of geese.
Yeah, easy.
I could hide inside. That'd be good.
Here's a pretty solid one. Would you rather get caught masturbating or shitting your pants in public?
Shit in my pants.
Masturbating.
Did I've shit my pants in public?
Masturbating.
Yeah, but like, did everybody know?
Yeah, fuck yeah. How do you not know? I was wearing basketball shorts.
That's gross.
It was in public, but we were running. Like, it was when I was in the Air Force. It was when I was in the Army.
Does that count as public?
Yeah, because there were like 40 dudes there that saw me shit my pants.
Yeah, just picture yourself in like Walmart or something on like a Black Friday and you shit yourself.
Well, I don't even know those people. I can't bust my balls about it for 4 years.
That's a solid point. I don't think it was asking if you were masturbating in public. Yeah.
Dude, you shit your pants in public, you tell people you're sick, you get caught masturbating in public. Hey, there's no talking your way.
Yeah, but I don't think they were saying you're masturbating in public. I think it just meant like you got caught jerking off in general.
Oh, that's happened too. That was easy.
So, what could you do longer? Hold your breath underwater or have sober sex?
Oh. I can hold my breath pretty long though.
It's sober sex, easy.
I could hold my breath probably four times longer than I could make it.
What the hell is this? What's that noise?
We lost Fred.
Oh, go figure.
I'm putting him back on. Man, it must be hard to do a 3-hour podcast.
Yeah. REO shit to talk about.
Fred, no, just Fred dropping out every 2 seconds.
He's
at home with Wi-Fi and his
cell. Yeah, service. You would think that if he was on Wi-Fi, he'd get better service than his stupid fucking phone.
I think he uses dial-up or something.
I bet I could. I can't have internet at my own house.
Jesus Christ, dude!
I just wanted to go smoke a cigarette before I fucking lay in bed.
Now we talk. Jesus.
Fred, you're going to have to go to fucking Starbucks to do this podcast.
What the fuck?
I wonder. No, fuck. I literally went to the garage.
And that's what happened?
Well, that was your first mistake.
Yeah.
Dude, it'd probably be better just sit in one place, like put a bucket in front of you so you can pee. Like, just don't move. Like, find a good spot with Wi-Fi.
Yeah, dude, go to your local McDonald's.
Yeah. Oh, we're losing them again.
Like, and
And here's the problem.
Yeah,
see?
Yeah, you're right. That is a fucking problem.
Dropped straight out.
Oh, shit. What an idiot.
He couldn't even explain himself.
Here's the problem. See ya. He could probably still click that same link, though, right? And get right back in.
I just keep sending him the link over and over again. He'll be back. Oh, shit.
You watch The Wire yet?
Huh?
You watch The Wire yet?
No. What's that? I don't even know what that is.
The Wire. TV show.
No.
Bruh.
Oh, The Wire.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I haven't seen it, but I know what you're talking about now.
I mean, we talked about this last time. You're supposed to watch it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. My memory's shot.
Unreal.
I got all this time to watch fucking TV shows and shit.
So you're just living in different worlds every day.
Yeah. I just finished Grey's Anatomy, all 16 seasons in about a month.
That's a little ridiculous.
Geez. Send him another one.
You want to talk about fucking technology illiterate?
And then he always questions what everyone else is doing.
Unreal.
Dude, the first, like, 2 weeks he had AirPods, he kept hanging up calls, like, fucking with his damn headphones.
What'd you say?
The first 2 weeks he had AirPods, he kept hanging up the damn calls.
Yeah, he has no idea what he's doing. No idea what he's doing. Now I hear myself. Now I hear myself.
You still hear yourself? Hear yourself?
Yeah. Yeah.
I hear myself, too. Fred's on the call. You on there, Fred?
Yeah.
God damn it. I wonder if that's going to record.
Now I hear like six times.
Frederick. Oh, yeah. There he goes.
That was him. His phone's fucking up our conversation now.
What the fuck?
Unreal.
What, are you hooking up to his damn speaker or something?
God only knows. You were talking about his AirPods. He probably just fucking took them off and put on a speaker. I don't even know if you can do speaker on this.
He probably Bluetooths his phone downstairs or something. Couldn't figure out why it's working. He's hearing an echo from his room. His mom's listening to everything we're saying.
What up, D?
You got any more of those cards?
Oh, yeah. They got a whole box of these fucking cards.
Is it the same one they do on that... What's it called?
Yeah, this is the Barstool Games.
Oh, shit.
If your arms were spaghetti, would you want them to be cooked or uncooked?
Oh, shit.
You gotta go uncooked. They'd break pretty fucking easily, though.
Ah, that's true.
But you can't really do anything with noodle arms.
My shit already breaks easy.
True.
Unbelievable.
Jesus Christ, dude. You get your shit together or what?
Yeah, I walk up the steps.
You need to stay in one spot.
I'm going
to
stay in my fucking room like I've been doing.
Oh, here we go. There's two buttons and you can only press one. The first button is you instantly get $1 million. Or the second button is you have a 50-50 chance that you get $100
million.
Oh, shit. First button. Yeah.
Fuck that, dude, you little bitches. I'm pressing the second one. And when I get my 100 million...
You're going to be asking for money next day.
Would you rather have to piss sitting down for the rest of your life or go vegan?
I already sit down.
I already sit down when I pee.
What the fuck is wrong with you two dickheads?
Yeah, especially hungover next morning? Oh,
hungover next morning.
It's because I went vegan.
97% of the people said A. Oh, here's a tough one. Actually, it's pretty easy for me. Would you rather never have to wipe your ass again or never have to shave?
I don't wipe my ass or shave.
Well, gee, man, you're really making these fucking questions easy.
Definitely wipe my ass.
All right. Would you rather shoot webs like Spider-Man or have claws like Wolverine? But the catch is they both come out of your dick.
I already shoot webs out of my dick. So
all right, man. Lost. Well, I'm not reading these fucking questions anymore because Josh has. I already do this for fucking every one of them.
Everyone shoots stuff out of your dick. What do you mean?
Look. Here's this one. If you can fuck any girl you want for the rest of your life, but you can only ever watch women's sports, would you do it? Oh, I already fucked one woman for the rest of my life. I just got married.
Yeah, I was about to say that. What's the second option?
It's just like, it's a give one, take one.
Oh, no, I wouldn't do it.
Would you rather win a World Cup in any soccer crazy country or win any U.S. sports title? I'd rather win any the Super Bowl sports title.
Yeah.
The Super Bowl is a motherfucker.
Dude, if I won the World Cup in soccer, no one in my family would watch it.
Wow. That does not even affect my decision making.
Would you rather watch your dad fuck a 100-year-old man or watch your mom kill someone?
Oh, dad, for sure.
You'd rather watch your dad fuck a 100-year-old man.
You got shit on him for the rest of your life, or less, the rest of life.
Yeah. I swear I thought Josh was going to say, I already watched my dad fuck a 100-year-old man.
It's on his OnlyFans, the first thing up there.
Do you think there are more porn stars or murderers in the world?
More or what?
Murderers.
Oh, porn stars by far.
Nah, dude, I don't think so.
You sure?
I'm going to go with murderers.
I don't know.
I mean, you only have to kill one person to be a murderer.
Yeah, you only have to record one video to be a porn star.
Yeah, but that also has to go out. Like, I've recorded a video. I'm not a fucking porn star.
That's true. I don't know.
Is it weird to shampoo your pubes?
I don't know.
I said no. I need to shampoo my pubes to get a little extra long. Gotta take care of them bitches, dude.
It'd be weird if you conditioned them.
Done that before, too.
Have you really?
Yeah. You can chime in.
You conditioned your pubes before?
Yeah. Why not, dude?
I mean, I have too, because sometimes I wash my body with shampoo just to save some time.
Would you rather have your girl be able to see or hear everything you do when she's not around?
Or what?
See or hear. Which one would you choose?
See. If hearing, yeah. I'd have to explain every fucking thing I did.
I mean, probably have to explain half the shit you do, too. Why'd you go stare at the wall for 15 minutes? I don't know. It fucking felt like it. There was a marking on there. It kind of looked like my dick. I was just admiring it.
Nah, it's C for sure.
Fred, you alive, bud?
Yeah. I fucking just got 5 fucking Facebook messages from 5 different people.
Damn.
Aren't you popular?
People I haven't talked to in years. Yeah, people I haven't talked to in years.
Is it a group message?
No.
They're probably selling It Works or something.
Yeah, spoiler alert, it doesn't. Would you rather shit yourself every time you come or get a boner every time you talk to a dude?
Oh, shit. I'm going to go with option 2.
Yeah, you got to go that, right?
You could explain that
Fred's one. Fred's not fucking reading Facebook messages. Just fucking facts playing Call of Duty.
What are you talking about? I'm literally fucking reading. I got a message from Lily, and I got one from Andrew Davis, and I got one from...
Damn, hey, let's just put people's first and last name.
Putting them on blast out there, dude. Don't worry, Fred. We'll edit that out.
Yeah, we'll edit that. Just edit that out.
Yeah, there's going to be no editing. I'm just clicking publish after this.
Josh said the N-word 45 times in the last episode. Didn't edit it out once.
I did not.
It's a great time in the world to be doing that.
Yeah, I'll get canceled before this shit even starts.
had to fucking go and make a public apology. Like, who the fuck is this guy? Dude, I had like 5 fucking listeners on the podcast. Come on, have some goddamn respect.
I was trying to learn how to make podcasts. Fucked it all up. I'm sorry. I'm on damn CNN.
Could Gronk throw someone Adam Schefter's size over a field goal post?
Can Gronk throw someone over an Adam
field goal? Could he throw somebody that's the size of Adam Schefter over a field goal post?
I don't even know who that is.
I'm going to say no.
It depends. Did he drink his monster?
Dude, Adam Schefter's got to be like a 150.
Yeah, but it's a field goal post?
Yeah, it's what, 10 feet high?
Yeah, I think it's 6'7".
Can you throw 150 pounds 10 foot?
Oh, Gronk's 6'7".
You don't think he could lift somebody over his head? That's got to put him at what, like 7 feet? You don't think he can throw 150 pounds 3 feet in the air?
Probably.
3 feet's a long time when you're throwing 150
pounds.
Does he
have to clear the post, or can he just kind of roll him?
No, he has to throw him over the post.
I don't know.
And that's dead weight too, man. I don't know.
Yeah, 150 pounds is a lot to throw 3 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And you got to probably go a little higher than 3 feet too, because you got to go over the post.
Yeah, I'm going to go no on that. Yeah, he'd be like 4 foot. At an angle. Like, he'd have to angle him up, too. That'd be...
And he's probably a little bit more...
He could do it. Let's say the dude stood on his hands, and he lifted his hands up, but, like, pushed him straight up.
I don't think we have to get that technical with it, but, I mean... this is a fucking pole vault.
And Gronk with the toss.
And nah, he didn't make it.
Easy, Fred. Not too loud. Oh, here's a toughie. Would you rather always have the hiccups or always have a headache?
Hiccups. No. Wait, hold on. The Tylenol wouldn't help with the headache, would it?
I don't know. I mean, even if it did, your liver would be fucking destroyed.
Yeah, you just switch it up between like Roxy 30s and Tylenol.
The hiccups, I feel like the hiccups would give you a headache anyway. So you might as well just take the fucking headache. Or maybe you just take the hiccups because sometimes you won't have a headache. Fuck, I don't know.
Well, no, if you had hiccups, you could take Tylenol for the headache. It might work.
Yeah, but then you still have the hiccups and it's fucking annoying.
Here's my question. Remember, I guess you heard about Johnny Depp and why he got divorced. I know you did, Smitty. Josh, you know why Johnny Depp got divorced?
Bad hiccups.
I was going to say, this story goes a whole different way. I have no fucking clue where this came from.
I was just thinking about this. So, I don't even know who he's married to or was married to. But apparently there's like a lot of domestic violence, maybe on both sides, maybe not on both sides. Well... I think she almost cut his fucking finger off. Like, there's a whole bunch of crazy shit that went on.
Yeah.
He never got divorced because of that. They get divorced because she shit in the fucking bed as a prank. And Johnny Depp finally like, all right, that's it. This shit's out of control. I'm done.
That's when he draws the line.
That's when he draws the line.
This shit's out of control.
I mean... Bro, like, the amount of shit that they were talking about, like, that went on in their marriage.
What, like, in the bed?
No, I'm talking about, like literally...
violent shit and all that shit. Like, actual problems.
I thought
problems.
You were talking about the amount of shit that was actually...
I get it.
Zing!
Would you kill a random hobo to fuck Kate Upton?
Yeah.
Are we talking about, like, somebody that has had bad luck, or are we talking about, like, a heroin addict?
We're talking about a random hobo.
Dude, if you think too much about it, it's going to bother you the rest of your life. You just got to do it and walk away.
Fred, sometimes you got to stop living up here and start living down here.
Fred's thinking about it because he's been homeless a few times.
All right, we're back in Canada, fellas. Let me try this one more time.
And you're still working on that?
I'm trying, man. Shit ain't working.
You've been trying to play some bets.
Sorry,
at 7:30.
No, I'm trying to play poker, man. It's just not fucking working.
Are you telling me you can't play poker?
Not for money.
For money.
There's a million damn websites you can do it on.
Yeah, they're going to fucking steal your money.
Nah.
Yeah. What's the one called? Damn, they talk about it on that poker podcast all the time. What's it called? It's like Google. You wouldn't kill a random hobo to fuck you up, though? I mean, just fucking look up a couple of pictures and then tell me.
What? What'd you say?
I said, you wouldn't kill a random hobo to fuck Kate Upton?
Mm-mm.
Just look up a couple of pictures real quick and then tell me your answer.
Nah, I know who Kate Upton is.
Yeah, I'm saying, kill a random hobo. Look at her. Look up a video of her. And then tell me.
I know how hot she is. I mean, but killing somebody, come on, man.
I'm married, so I would just kill the hobo.
Just for fun.
Yeah, just to be happy for a second.
Just for sport.
Yeah, just get out all that aggression.
Let's see, now it should say in top 5 Canadian poker sites. Well, what do they know? I'm not in Canada.
Oh, Canada.
So is gambling legal in Canada?
I don't know. I think so. The fuck is that website called?
Hey, maybe we can get a sponsor that's like a gambling website.
That'd be pretty nice.
Yeah.
I know two degenerates that would appreciate it.
This segment's brought to you by the local bookie that I meet down the street every week.
His name's Tyrone.
All right, we're not talking names.
Yeah, we don't say names. That ain't nobody's business but ours.
Well, yeah, we'll just call it that.
Hey, GG, Fred, remember when you got shot?
What's that?
Remember when you got shot?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah. I was there.
Good times.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, that's the only few things. What's that?
Would you ever get shot again?
Would I ever get shot again? What am I getting in return here?
Yeah.
Is it in the leg?
It's in the exact same spot as last time.
That was like a month and a half recovery.
Worth it.
Nah, actually, that was longer than that.
Worth it.
Yeah, so I fucked Kate up.
Well, you did it for free last time.
I don't know, man. That's a tough one.
What about the
recovery
for,
on that?
$40,000. Would you get shot in the leg again for $40,000?
Straight cash, don't have to pay tax?
Yeah, straight cash.
Absolutely.
All right, this shit works on here. I might do this.
But the shooter walks free.
The shooter walked free last time. It didn't make a difference. Fucking gave me a 25-cent check. What was it, 6 months ago or a year ago?
Who did?
I got a check from the fucking from Union County.
For 25 cents?
For 25 cents. Oh, no, it was 55 cents.
The fuck is this bullshit?
That was your payment for getting shot?
Yeah.
How much was it?
65 cents. It wasn't a dollar. I remember that. I want to say it was either 55 or 65 cents.
Bro, that's solid,
shit.
Dude.
So 10 bucks. Would you get shot again for 10 bucks?
No.
Well, you just did it for fucking 55 cents.
It was payments of 55 cents, sir. It was payments.
What are they paying?
Hey, right, that $10, you can get 55-cent increments too.
But I don't, why did they pay you?
I have no idea. That shit made no fucking sense. fucking ridiculous if you ask me.
Dude, you should see how easy it is to get married. We went to Union County to get the marriage license. We were in there for less than 15 minutes.
Really?
Yeah, it took me 3 years to get divorced.
Yeah, well, now you gotta be married the rest of your life.
Shit's the easiest process in the world. It takes longer to apply for a credit card.
It takes like 45 seconds to apply for a credit card. You just gotta put your social security number in.
Yeah, but you don't have credit like I've got.
Is it good?
No, yeah, like a 445.
Oh, that's tough. That's real tough.
I don't know what it is. It's pretty low. It went down.
Yeah, I would think. Is that because of the arm?
No, it was because of the old marriage.
Oh, her car shit.
Repo that was in my name. Fucking got evicted from her apartment because she wouldn't move out.
Bitch.
Damaged the apartment before she moved out.
She's like, I'm not living here anymore, but fuck him.
Dude, she let the kids fucking draw on the walls the day before she moved out.
Nice.
And left shit in the toilet.
Even better. Chose a real winner.
God damn.
Oh, she's a winner, all right. Oh, Miss Piggy looking ass.
Damn.
With the oink oink.
So this website thinks I'm in Canada. We're going to roll with this one.
I'm a Canadian.
You know what sucks, Fred? All because you're DUI.
And we shot? Can't
get together and drink bourbon, smoke cigars, and do a podcast.
All right, so when did you, like, want to become Joe Rogan 100%? Like, I like the guy. Don't get me wrong. I love his podcast. But Jesus Christ.
Damn, Fred, just because of you, we can't do the podcast, and then we can't go to fucking UFC fights and be announcers for it.
Yeah, I can't be jacked.
Yeah.
Just because you can't fucking drink, Fred, now we can't go elk hunting.
Have his badass studio.
Yeah, and drink a couple and a beers while truck. We eat our fucking elk steaks.
Down our Traeger grill.
Unreal.
What the fuck is this? I told him when I was at his house, because he kept on saying something about a Heineken Zero. I said, shit, I'll try it. The motherfucker didn't have any.
Well, I told you about Heineken Zero about 2 weeks ago when I had a six-pack of it.
Well, good thing, because you're not
supposed to. I just figured you would fucking drink.
Next time you come over, I'll make
sure you drink non-alcoholic beer.
It's not bad. The Heineken Zero is better than original Heineken.
No, I bet it's trash.
No, it's pretty good.
Nah, probably trash.
I like it. It's better non-alcoholic beers. It's better than O'Doul's and whatever that other brand is. I think Coors, they make a non-alcoholic beer. Bud Light or Budweiser, one of them makes another non-alcoholic beer.
It's just probably trash, too.
The Heineken.
This podcast is brought to you by MeUndies.
And no free ads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Even though we've been plugging a whole shitload of companies.
Yeah, I wouldn't say talking about how trash Heineken Zero is as a plug, but...
Well, now they're not going to sponsor us. Thanks.
Fuck them. I don't want to be sponsored by them anyway.
By the way,
fuck Heineken.
Put in under distress for 40% off Heineken Zero. You judge yourself, trash or not.
Man, what's up with this shit? I'm in Canada, man. I'm trying to play, bro. What the fuck going on?
All right. Would you rather smell like shit all the time or never be able to clean the shit off your ass?
Well, I mean, if you can't clean the shit off
your ass. I have both problems.
If you can't clean the shit off your ass, you're going to smell like shit all the time anyway.
Yeah.
True.
Epic fail. Nice try, though.
I don't have a whole deck of cards.
I don't either. I threw them away. I threw them away when I realized that you already did most of the stuff on these cards.
I read through them all and tried to knock them out like a challenge, like a bucket list kind of.
Would you rather always feel like you have to shit or never know when you're about to shit?
God, that would suck.
I mean, I guess it's the same thing too, because if you always feel like you have to shit, then you still never know what's coming.
That's true. If you never knew when it's coming, though, you could just shit when you wake up every morning and be good for the day.
Not me. Take a lot of shits.
I don't know, man. That would it'd be hard to plan your day out if you never knew when you were going to shit.
It'd be hard to plan your day if you always felt like you had to shit, too.
But you could still hold it.
Yeah, but you would never know, like, when you're actually holding it or when you just feel like you're holding it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think everybody's had a moment in time where they felt like they had to shit, but they didn't.
That's like every fucking day.
Damn, bro.
Have you taken a solid shit since you got sober?
I don't think it's... Bro. I don't think it's a sober.
So I took... So this is the weirdest part. I get sober, start taking solid shits again. And then out of nowhere, I don't shit. And if I do shit, it's back to like beer shits almost. It's fucking mind-boggling.
That might be because you're fasting.
And this,
because why?
Because he's doing that intermittent fasting.
Oh. Well, just said,
that and fucking eating just literally salad calories. And chicken. Well, probably that's it. Probably because I'm a fat piece of shit. Probably should just kill myself.
Yeah. It'd probably be better for everyone.
Hey, make sure you do it on the air, though, so we get her listens up.
Yeah. His phone will probably fade out.
Fucking asshole.
Hey, yo, that's facts, though.
Oh, shit. How would you do it? You'd have to do something loud, like a shotgun, if you were doing it on air.
I mean, it just kind of fades away.
Hey, did Robin Williams purposely try to hang himself, or was he like trying to do it so he could jack off?
I wasn't there. Couldn't tell
himself.
Way to lighten the mood.
just with the folks I don't want to hear.
Hey, did that one guy that everybody loved kill himself on purpose?
Chris Farley died with a rosary in his hand next to a hooker.
He overdosed, you jackass.
I know that. You ever see the pictures?
No, I never looked it up.
He was hanging off the bed. The blood was running out of his nose, pooling into his eye, and he had a rosary in his hand. And the prostitute could have called 911 and got him help, but she was too scared to get arrested for being a prostitute. I don't know if that's accurate. I may have just made that up or heard that from someone a long time ago. Just took it as fact. But I've been telling everyone that for about 5 years.
I heard JFK didn't die from the fucking bullet that went through his head. I heard
he had coronavirus.
Man, right on your parade, dude.
Fucking idiot.
Did you ever look at the pictures of him dead? I said, no, I didn't even know that was an option.
Did y'all hear Charlie Daniels died?
Yeah, I did hear that.
Yeah.
AIDS finally got him.
What a dick.
Would you rather fight Mike Tyson or sound like him for the rest of your life?
Sound like him.
Sound like him 100%.
Yeah, dude, you can see these videos of this motherfucker?
There wouldn't be a rest of my life if I fought him.
Would you rather watch only softcore porn for the rest of your life or only minor league sports for the rest of your life?
minor league
or sports. Only what?
Only softcore porn or only minor league sports? You gotta go to the porn.
Yeah, Fred gets off to sports porn. He does porn.
Would you rather your mom or daughter be a porn star?
Mom.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Would you rather spend the rest of your life in a country music video or a rap music video?
Rap,
yeah.
Let's see, 61% of the people chose country, and I don't know why.
Shit, my whole life's already a country music video.
Would you rather have to heat up all your food in 10-second increments for the rest of your life or dive boner first into a sidewalk one time?
Sidewalk.
What a scenario.
How would that even happen, though?
What do you mean? You get a boner, you just dive fucking boner first.
Running away from the cops after you took a Viagra or something?
No, in this scenario, you're just doing your own free will.
Oh, and I wouldn't be able to bring myself to do it.
Well, then you'd have to heat up all your food in 10-second increments for the rest of your life.
I don't know. Diving into the side, it wouldn't be, like, far until it hit the ground.
I mean, this wasn't a question for you to talk about how big your dick is.
Yeah.
I would die from suffocation on the way down before my hit.
His nose would hit the ground first.
That's all I got.
That was targeted at Fred.
Shoot! He called you a Jew.
I said your nose would hit the ground first.
Wow. Accurate, but wow.
Don't worry, Fred. We'll edit that out.
Yeah, we'll edit that out.
What are we going to call this episode?
We'll call it
Junos.
No, you can't put race Rachel shit in there.
Non-Junos.
It's a hell of a name. I ain't that little pregnant white girl, but Junos.
Oh, shit. What time you got to be at work tomorrow?
7 o'clock, man.
I got to be up at 5:30.
Are you playing your college game, Fred?
No, I'll play it tomorrow.
Killing me, Smalls.
After this dude literally told me, fuck it, we'll take the night off.
Then I said, hey, if you want to play your game.
What are you playing, Fred?
What's that?
What are you playing?
Call of Duty.
Fucking Call of Duty, dude.
Yeah, but earlier I was fucking texting Lily.
Are you getting fucking names again?
Who is she?
Spanish girl that I used to work with. Oh.
Well, I'm probably about to go to bed.
You know what's going to happen is Fred's going to get a girlfriend one day and then lose all her numbers and shit.
Oh, you mean he's going to turn into Seth?
Yeah, I'm not going to pull Seth.
No worries, Seth. We'll edit that out.
Should we mention how he stole your girl?
There's the name of the podcast right there. We'll edit that out.
We'll edit that out.
What does that out?
That's actually a pretty good podcast name.
It's not bad, right?
No, that's pretty good.
And then we just don't edit anything out.
And then if we ever
just fucking name the podcast,
we're gonna edit that out.
Just name the podcast. We'll just edit that out.
Yeah,
that's a solid name.
That's a
yeah, it is. That is actually a fucking good name. All right, so we figured out one thing tonight. It's okay. We'll just edit that out.
No, just we'll edit that out.
Oh yeah, we'll just edit that out.
Season that's one. Fucking episode one.
That's fucking funny.
Dude, we couldn't get in trouble for saying anything. It would be an accident.
Oh, you mean we didn't edit that out?
Fuck. Oh, we obviously meant to.
Josh was our edit guy.
It's okay, man. We'll just edit it out next time.
Yeah, we'll get it next time. We'll talk about it in the next podcast and make sure we fix it.